Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's editorials with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, I know a lot of our listeners want to hear your updated comments on the precious metals, even though in all fairness, precious metals movements have been pretty muted recently. We will get to those, but let's start off with the U.S. equity markets, because in all fairness, that's where a lot of people are making money. And yesterday was dominated by all this talk around GameStop and the crazy trading that went there. Fact of the matter is, there's still a lot of money in that system. And as much as a lot of the bears want to say these markets are rolling over, watch out for a big fall coming in U.S. equity markets. Yesterday was a perfect example of about 2-3 hours into trading. There was a pretty quick decline and almost a waterfall drop in these markets that was, for the most part, bought back throughout the rest of the day. Doc, what's your overall assessment of these U.S. equity markets? And it seems like their ability to keep on having investors buy the dip.
Well, I mentioned last week on your site, Corey, that I started shorting the conventional markets. In fact, I added to it a little bit today. And I think we're starting to see a tipping point here a little bit. I know one thing. This thing isn't going to take off like crazy. And it's been levitating for a while. And I just have the feeling from looking at some of these graphs that we might start to see, you know, a decent sell-off here pretty soon.
So what kind of sell-off are you looking for, let's say, for the S&P? Argument also being that a lot of people are saying, look, we have some valuation metrics that are showing that valuations are extreme across the board, but we also haven't seen markets just explode higher to the point where I'm looking at an S&P daily chart, and the RSI is not even in overbought territory. It's close to that, but again, this move higher has been fairly formulaic, just consistently grinding higher.
Yeah, I think we could see a move down first to the 3,700 area, Corey, in the S&P. And then if we break below that, I would not be surprised if we don't move down to about 3,400 to 3,450. We could have significant sell-off. I think January, the last week here, and especially February, may not be kind to the conventional markets or the precious metals. Although I don't think the precious metals are going to suffer nearly as much as I think the conventional markets would. But I think we're getting close to potentially having a nice little sell-off in the conventional markets.
So what are you seeing on the chart or in any data or anything else that is telling you that a sell-off is coming? Give me some concrete evidence here, Doc.
Well, if you want concrete evidence, you look at Case-Shiller's index. You look at the price-earnings ratios, which are starting to be at nosebleed levels for a lot of these. Now, people will argue, yeah, but as long as they're printing money. And they have a good point on that. But when you look technically at the S&P and you look at the monthly chart, we're right up against the RSI relative strength, along with the MACD being at a level we haven't seen in years. So that worries me, too. The MACD is at the nosebleed levels. And that's that, to me, tells you that, and it's the 12-month moving average, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a good reversal next month. And that technically is what I'm looking at. And as I mentioned, the fundamentals, the PEs, you look at Case-Shiller and others, and I think finally we're getting to the point where there's been a lot of hedge fund owners and managers who've been saying over a year that they just think this market doesn't make any sense anymore. I think they might be finally right.
But Doc, that's a tough bet to take because, as you said, there's been so many bears that have been saying you need to short these markets. These PE ratios or valuation metrics don't make any sense. But we've seen markets defy this logic and keep moving higher. One of the arguments being because there's simply more money in the system and more money that continues to get created as long as we have governments and central banks saying that they are going to remain easy. Why can't these valuations continue to get more extreme? And one thing we do need to consider, too, is I'm looking at the P.E. ratios for the S&P 500. We are at high levels, but we've been higher in the past.
Yeah, and so people would argue that we need a catalyst here. And the catalyst might be that Congress doesn't go along with Crooked Joe's $1.9 trillion, and they say, no, we're not going to do that. And that might be your catalyst, and that wouldn't surprise me. And once those rumblings start, I think that's when a lot of these traders start to get a little nervous.
So it all comes down to the government then and this funding package. Even if it is said no, that they're not going to pass $1.9 trillion, what if they get $1 trillion? They're going to get something through. Is that still not enough to at least keep people with their money in the market because there's nowhere else to put it right now?
Yeah, I don't think that'll placate these people. If you, let's say, would say, no, we'll give you $1 trillion after you're talking close to $2 trillion. I think that's going to put a damper on some of this. And because I don't think that's expected. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going to happen, that you're going to get a lot of pushback on this. That, I think, could be your catalyst or your trigger to change things a little bit here.
All right, Doc, so then how does that relate to the precious metals? Again, gold, silver, they have been, I guess, volatile, but also just very range-bound. Gold can't really seem to break to the upside here, continues to be in this corrective phase. Silver, more or less moving sideways in a more volatile sense. What will that next catalyst be? Also considering you think we could be seeing a pullback in the U.S. markets.
Yeah, I think you're going to continue to see pressure on the precious metals as we move into the spring. I think maybe around March, we might see a little bit of a rally, but it's not going to be a major rally. And then I think we don't get back to these highs in some of these stocks. I would be shocked, Corey, if we get back to the highs on some of these stocks this year. I hate to say that, but I think on the long-term charts, they're telling us that we're going to be in this situation where we're going to be trading sideways to a little bit down. But I don't see a lot of these stocks getting hit much harder unless we get a massive sell-off in the conventional markets. But I also don't see these stocks moving back to challenge their highs for some time. And I say that based on not only the charts, but I think fundamentally, I think people might be surprised that come this quarter's GDP, that it might be a lot worse than they expect. And it's going to take time for all that money to work through the system. Everybody gets hyped when they print money like crazy, but you have to understand that it takes time for it to have an effect. And I think we're going to find that. And so it's going to be a year where we're just going to have to look at these precious metals move sideways for a while. But we'll get the next big run, I think, in the latter part of 21 or in 2022. You've just got to be patient, and we've learned that from the past. But it's a positive, too, Corey, because there are some stocks that are coming down that, for instance, I missed buying, but I'm not going to miss this time. And it gives me an opportunity to get in on low levels, which I really appreciate. I actually love a market like this.
So, Doc, how do you feel about the majors and the large miners? Because those continue to drift. Those, you could argue, are even looking weaker than some of the juniors. Now, there's obviously a lot of juniors, some of the lower quality ones that continue to sell off quite aggressively. But these majors, there's no love being given to them right now.
No, there isn't. And there's not going to be any love for a while. And it's just a fact of life. And we better get used to it. There'll be sideways drifting and a little bit down on these for quite a while. A lot of it, too, if you look technically, is the thing that I watch. Another thing I watch is the 200-week moving averages. You got to look at those, and we're light years away from that yet. And we're going to need time for that 200-week move average to move up, along with these precious metals moving a little bit down toward that. And the longer we're in this pattern of sideways and the more we get closer to the 200-week moving average, that's when you got to get ready for the next move.
What about base metals then, too, Doc? Base metals have been very strong. They've completely outperformed the precious metals. That's also just been a move to more of an economic restart. A lot of people are excited about getting back to some sort of daily life, but base metals have been a big beneficiary of some of that mentality. Do you think base metals are overheated too? Is this just going to be a broad recovery or a broad pullback across the board?
I believe it is, Corey. And I'm starting to look at, you take the Reuters Jeffrey CRB index. I think that's topping out right now. And I think that's getting ready to pull back. So I think you're going to have a general pullback on a lot of this. But that's okay, because the CRB has come a long ways. And I think we're getting ready, you know, and we've already seen it. We're getting ready for a major commodity move in the future. We've had a nice little run, but I think it's going to settle back here and start moving sideways for everything else. And I think a lot of it's going to be that people are going to wake up and realize we're not going to get this fantastic recovery that everybody's been preaching about, you know. But eventually, we're going to get the inflation. You keep giving money to people directly like they're doing. People are going to come to expect it, and they're going to demand it in the future. The government, if we have any problems with an economic downturn that hurts, they're going to be clamoring at Washington's doors. So I guess we are instilling the universal basic income type of situation that people have talked about in the past. This pandemic has probably started it, and I don't think it's going to end, because I think there's going to be enough pain where it's something that they started and they're not going to end now. And it's going to just be another area that they're going to throw money at. But ultimately, it will result in inflation, and the precious metals are going to be the place to be.
But if we assume that money is going to continue to get handed out to everybody or a wide range of people, doesn't that also mean that it is market supportive? Because as much as it takes money to work through the system to hit different markets, it seems to pretty quickly work its way into the broad averages.
Yeah, and it does to a point. But once again, it's going to be, we know that the more we get deficit spending and the more debt we get and the more money we throw at it, it's going to be diminishing returns as far as what we're going to see in growth. It just takes so much more money to keep any growth going. And if we don't have growth, where are the revenues going to come for the government? And that's going to be a major problem for them. But it's going to take time for it all to settle out. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 6 months where we're going to see any fantastic growth or inflation yet. I think that's down the road yet.
Okay. Well, Doc, you and I will be chatting again probably every week or two and trying to stay up to date on your calls. But right now, it does sound like you're taking a much more cautious approach in a wide range of markets, waiting for a pullback to start and a pullback to actually end when it comes to the precious metals. But it still could be a bit of time. Doc, thanks for your time today, bud. I hope you have a great rest of your week.